Thank you for joining the Break of Dawn. This is a continuation of Peace Amidst the Chaos. Okay, we're going to start with Ephesians 4, verse 3. Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Well, most people do. I'm sorry. But it's true. Not everybody grows up. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 16. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. Romans 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Romans 1, verse 7. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2, verse 13 through 14. So I'm going to read that verse again. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Malachi 4, verse 4 through 6. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord. Comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction. Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, Your God reigns. Isaiah 41, verse 5. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Peace, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Amen. I got chills reading that. Proverbs 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 3, 1 through 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 16, verse 7. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night, also my heart instructs me. Amen. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I love that scripture. So beautiful. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Genesis 1 through, I'm going to say 3, even though my paperwork says 1 through 31, which I know it's not, because it's not that long. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called light. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Ah, man, that is, think about that. That is so powerful. I mean, God, he's, oh, whoo. Again, I got chills just thinking about the awesomeness and the power of our Heavenly Father, that he wants a relationship with you, with me. He wants to know you. He already knows all of you, every part of you, but he wants that relationship with you. He wants to spend time with you. And he wants you to spend time with him. He's the one that created everything that you see. Everything that you see. How powerful is that? Think about that. Pray on that. Meditate on that. Listen, have an amazing and wonderful and blessed day. And thank you for joining the Break of Dawn.